Very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 15th June 2023, Thursday class. So we'll be continuing our sharing from this book, Straight from the Heart, Unique Dhamma Code by me. We are at code 73. After this, we'll continue. In the meantime, let us compose our mind. Develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the physical puja. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Ho. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Ho. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Ho. Namo Kwan Sing Pusa. Namo Kwan Sing Pusa. Namo Kwan Sing Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava. Buddha Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swagato Bhagavata Dhammo. Dhammang namassami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkhasangho. Sanghang namami. Namo attassa bhagavato. Arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo atasa bhagavato. Arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo atasa bhagavato. Arahato sama sambuddhasa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu michachara viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Usavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Surameraya majjhapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Ganna sarappa ditena Dipena tamadangsina tiloka dipang sambudang pujayami tamonudang ganda sambarayutena dopena hang suganghena pujaye pujaniyang tam. Puja bhajana muttamang vanda ganda gunopetang etang kusuma santatin Pujayami Munindasa Siripada Sarorohe Pujemi Betang Kusayung Namena Punena Matena Chahotu Mokang Upang Milayati Yata Idang Me Kayo tata yati vinasa bhavang adivase tu no bante paniyang parikapitang anung kampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang adivase tu no bante Pale parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang adivase tuno bante bojanang parikapitang anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang. Now we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of all this significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind. And help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma. So that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making a overall aspiration. By the power of these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Finally, sharing and transfer to merit, transfer of merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect. Tripuja. Badang Pujain. Damang Pujain. Sanghang Pujain. Just remember the four support, especially the first three, to develop awareness-based meditation. Relax. Maintain awareness, then stabilize the awareness. Then finally, of course, the last support is after you have developed the ability to stabilize this awareness, then you can move on to cultivate the fourth support, which is trust. Trust your nature to do. Do not allow the thought and memory to interfere. No more thought. It's just the nature, the awareness, the internal movement. You can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the mind states that you need to make use of, to develop the daily mindfulness, to develop heedfulness in the midst of life. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chakawalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammam Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakamokkhadang Dhamma Svanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Svanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Svanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vicca charana sampanno sugato lokkhavido Anuttarang punyam kammasarati Satta deva manusanang buddho bhagavati Swakato bhagavata dhammo Sanditiko akaliko Ehi paseko opanayiko Tajatang Veditambo Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Ujjupatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Nyaya patipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Samichi patipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Yadidang chatari purisa yukani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato sakkasangho Pahuneyo pahuneyo dakkheneyo Anjalikaraniyo Anuttarang Punyang Cetang Lokasahati. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. We shall continue from where we start. Straight from the heart, unique Dhamma code. Code number 73, yeah? Okay. Before we start, I just want to make a small announcement. Tonight, I will end 15 minutes earlier than 15, because I promised my brother who is here and the two niece to take them for supper. And they also will be going back tomorrow. So just make a note, eh? By 10:15 we are in. Okay. Unique Dhamma code 73. This code is a very important code. When we started earlier on, I remember when we were at this code 70, oh, 69, yeah, thanks, relative. So we were going through all this, in order to develop the cultivation, we have to go back to mind, The cultivation must start from basic understanding of mind. So basic understanding of mind is very important. First, you must have this understanding that we have two mind, namely the mundane mind and the true mind. Then the second aspect is all mind states, whether wholesome or unwholesome, evil or non-evil, they all arise when our mundane mind arise. So this is the two, these are the two basic understanding of mind that we need to understand. So when we understand this, we can develop the meditation. So the basic understanding of the mundane mind and the self nature or the true mind is very important. So today, unique code number 73 is to explain further this first aspect of the basic understanding of mind. So like we already explained, we have two mind, every living being. Not only human being, we have two mind. One is our mundane mind, which is the thought process dependent originating. And this is the one that arise from that self nature. Without the self nature, the mundane mind cannot arise. Then the other aspect of mind is when you are able to be in the state of silence without thought, when the mundane mind cease to be, then you will realize your true mind or your self nature, which is the silent mind, the meditative mind. So this unique code is to explain this further so that you can develop that clear understanding. So now I read to you, unique code 73. Self nature and the mundane mind. You can't even understand that you have a self nature, and everything that arises, which is the mundane mind or the conditioned arising mind, that is your mundane mind, and that one arise from that self nature. We are creation by the mundane mind, which is dependent originating and conditioned arising. So this part of the understanding is very important. So first, you must understand You have a self nature. And you can only realize that nature if you develop the stability of self-awareness within. Because without thought, then only this nature arises. Then when you develop it well, you will come to a very important understanding of what this self nature or awareness nature is all about. You come to realize from there, all of mental activity, mind activity, sankhara activity, they spring off from there. That's why the Buddha also saw awakening and realized that this is how the mundane mind come to be. He called it the mano. Then he said, our this mundane mind, which is the mano, this mind is the forerunner of all things. This mind is chief. When this mind arises, all things arise, means all of creation from the mundane mind via consciousness. You look at the whiteboard, you will recall. Eh? Initially, our self nature, which is the source. Eh? Maybe I will go there and describe it. From the source, the self nature or true nature, the oneness nature or whatever you call it, from there, everything starts. So after you take birth, that nature is hidden inside the form and mind. Yeah. But the first thing that manifests from this nature is the pure awareness. And this one, when you are newly born as a baby, you have this. But the baby doesn't know anything, doesn't understand anything, doesn't have memory of things, doesn't store up anything, no conditioning, no learning, nothing. That's why that pure awareness inside the baby, newborn baby, the baby also don't know. But that is what it is. That's why the baby is very cute. No cunningness, nothing. We have no word, nothing. It just has this pure mind that can see things as they are, the pure awareness, the pure city. So this is the first to manifest. You understand? But because since birth until now, in between, you have lost touch of what this thing is. Because at that time, you don't know anything. So what happened is, from here, it can actually create the mundane mind, the five aggregate of form and mind. Then from this mundane mind, which has the five aggregate, it trigger the phenomenal world of consciousness. Because this mundane mind arises from the five basic sense bases plus the brain. That's why this six sense door created the six type of corresponding sense door consciousness. So this sense door consciousness is what the phenomenal world of consciousness is all about. There's six types of consciousness. And they are basically your mundane mind. So because we have these senses, we can be conscious of what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we tactilely feel and think, the thought process. But the common denominator is always the mind. Within all these six types of consciousness, even the first five from our basic senses, the seeing, the hearing, smell, taste, tactile, all these five also have mind. We have without mind contact with the sense bases and the sense data, all these sense of consciousness cannot arise. So the arising of this from the mundane mind is via what we call perception. So perception become the sixth consciousness, the mind consciousness. Because perception is the one that brings the external form, external sense data into the mind. So because of that, the Mahayana description of the first five types of consciousness is just our basic sense door consciousness. But because the perception aggregate is inside there, that is our sixth consciousness. And that is the common denominator. But that is what the mundane mind's aggregate of perception is. It can perceive. So that perception is the one that brings the sense data from the external environment, or we call it the external world, into the inner world of our thought process. So from that perception, it triggers the sense door consciousness. So this sense door consciousness, the sixth type of sense door consciousness, created the phenomenal world of consciousness. But there is another movement inside here. After the sixth consciousness, the perception consciousness, the moment it perceives, because of our memory, the views, the opinion, conditioning, belief system, your accumulated memories, all this actually mold you, and you are what you are because of that. And because of that, that thing is what we call the discriminative mind, the seventh consciousness. Because your views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system will create all the views, opinion, and conditioning to discriminate. Whenever you see something, hear something, smell something, touch something, or think of something. So when this one stir and react to delusion, because it has not developed the enlightenment yet, the awakening yet, because what happened is from the pure awareness, the baby, without it realizing, it keep on interacting with the senses. Then when you learn through memory all those things, the words, the concept, the conditioning, the belief system, from there it trigger of perception. So perception will trigger of the phenomenal. Then from there the views, opinion, and conditioning will create discrimination of like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant, even cunningness, anger, hatred, fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. All these are the movement within Sankara created by your discriminative mind, which is the seventh consciousness. So this seventh consciousness actually is your brain. Your brain. So the Mahayana try to explain it in a manner where people can understand more clearly. So what they did is they say they try to like create a new concept. They say the seven consciousness, which is the discriminative mind, is like an organ inside your brain. That's why our brain become like an organ. And you know, under the physics experiment analogy, if you have an organ, sense organ, so what you need is sense data, then the consciousness make contact in it. So how does the consciousness make contact? You go and think in it. That's why thinking create contact with the brain. It's just like when you see your awareness, your consciousness, is at the eye organ. That's why it triggers seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness. But when it is at the brain, it trigger thought consciousness, understand? So the six the perception is the six consciousness. This one bring in the sense data. So when you think through the perception, then it create contact, understand? Then the resultant is what? The thought consciousness surface. That's why under the Paticca Samuppada, we have the first two link. Avijja Paccaya Sankara. Maybe I use short form. Avijja Paccaya Sankara. Sankara Paccaya Vijnana. Vijnana Paccaya Namarupa. Then this one gives rise to the sense basis or Salayatana. Then after that, it continues. So what happened is, avijja is ignorant. Dependent on ignorant, you don't know the truth, you don't understand. One thing to know, one thing to experience, what you do? You go and think. And what is thinking? Thinking is mental activity. You make contact with the brain. So upon contact with the brain, avijja paccaya sankara, it trigger vijnana. So this vijnana is the pure consciousness. So this one is the pure consciousness. Pure. Before the content go in. And this one is the eighth consciousness. Or they call it the alaya consciousness. Then when you input the content of consciousness into it, it becomes the five aggregate of form and mind. This namaru is the five aggregate of form and mind. So this is what your thought is all about. Huh? So this one is the thought. So this one moves very fast. Without mindfulness, without awareness, you cannot see, you cannot understand. So avijja is ignorant. Huh? Dependent on ignorant, you create mental activity which is sankhara. Then you make contact with the brain, you trigger off the pure consciousness, which is vijnana. That's why the Buddha say, in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, no one to see. Then, that discriminative consciousness, which is the organ, from the memory, everything, this is the one that stirs. When it stirs the mind, means, it trigger off content of consciousness. It input the content, which is discriminative, whether wholesome or unwholesome or whatever. Otherwise, you wouldn't stir your mind. Otherwise, your like and dislike, pleasant, unpleasant, sense like fear, they cannot arise. But because of that discrimination, it trigger off. That's why your thought, the five aggregate of form and mind, will have the content of consciousness, which is basically sankhara, including feeling and perception. So this movement is very powerful. And when this one arises, the Buddha said, dependent on this, there must be sense basis, otherwise it cannot arise. That's why, namaru paccaya salayatana. And dependent on salayatana, it arises feeling. So this one is, the next one is feeling, vedana. Then of course it continues. So that's how the Paticca Samuppada move. But without the stability of mindfulness to see the birth and formation of thought, you cannot see this movement. So this is where living beings fail to understand what happened, especially the first three links. For you all, you straight away create thought. From here to here is very fast. Straight away the thought arises already. Then within the thought, it has the content of consciousness. That's why feeling, perception, grasping, clinging, reaction of mind. So the stirring and the reaction to sense experience is the movement of sankhara activity, which is born of avijja or ignorance before you become enlightened. That's why this movement, avijja, A, they are always there before you awaken or cultivate the Dhamma to realize the truth, which is yoniso manasikara, wisdom at the moment of sense experience. So without this, all this movement is the ignorant movement. And because of that, finally it will end up with vedana paccaya tanha, which is craving. Craving, condition, grasping. Grasping, condition, becoming. Becoming, condition, birth. Hence arise the whole mess of suffering. So this is how it moves. So ignorant contact also create that input of content of consciousness born of avijja. So here, contact, vedana, if there is ignorant contact, then this movement start again. Understand? That's why the concording is here after this. Sankara sanya. It keep on triggering on. Perceive, this is sanya, then think. Think, then react, stir. That's why that movement, especially after feeling, it conditions craving. That craving link is a lot of mental movement. Your fear, your phobia, your grasping, your clinging, the whatever mental states, they all arise there. So when you have mindfulness, you can see all this link very clearly, all this movement. Then I explain, you can be at the moment of contact, moment of activity, input of content of consciousness. It will not move. Your awareness or mindfulness can be there. The moment of feeling, vedana, it does not condition craving. It's just like stop that. Because that stability of mindfulness with the wisdom and the understanding allow you to do that. Then all this movement reverse. When avijja is no more, that's why enlightened being hardly think. Actually no need to think. They only think when they need to arise something to benefit living being, to be a blessing to all. So this movement, after you develop the awakening and the understanding, after you see all this, your delusion, which is mainly sakkaya ditti, born of avijja or ignorance, that one severe. The moment you root that one out, you are at least a sotapan. That's why it's very powerful, first stage of sainthood. Then from there, you continue to develop the understanding to break your fetters. Then when avijja no more, is like the avijja sutta, the 10 steps. The 10 step is to cultivate until enlightenment in the here and now. Then avijja no more. Then when avijja no more, the avijja cycle cannot continue. That's why the enlightenment cycle is the cycle where you need to develop the understanding, to cultivate, so that you can free your mind. So that this avijja, all the 10 fetters, you can break free and liberate the mind. Okay? So this one is very important, eh? Like a revision. So now I read the unique code again, 73, maybe by now, it will be easier for you to understand. Unique Dhamma Code 73. Self, nature, and the mundane mind. You can't see, or sorry, you can't even understand that you have a self, nature, And everything arises from that self nature via creation by the mundane mind, which is dependent, originating, and conditioned arising. Then you are being superficial in your cultivation, and you are wasting your time. So this unique code is very profound, very powerful, very deep. After what I explained, maybe now it's easier to understand. So you can't even understand that you have a self nature means what? Huh? Means you are not a cultivator, understand? You didn't develop the ability to realize the true mind, the silent mind, the first hallmark of awakening. Means you didn't know what mind is all about, the two aspects of it. You don't know how to relax, maintain awareness, silent, and develop the ability to realize that. So without awareness-based meditation, without stability or awareness, you cannot realize the self nature. You cannot be in a state of silence without thought. The mind that is tranquil, still, without thought activity. That is your true mind. That is your silent mind. That is your meditative mind. So if you can't even understand that you have that, then how can you meditate? Do you understand? But the moment you develop this awareness-based meditation, when you realize that true mind, the silent mind, the awareness nature within, stabilize it, then what happened? Eh? What happened? Naturally, that cultivator that developed the awareness-based meditation, the form and mind connected to it, will understand. But from there, that nature, the mundane mind manifests, and the two are so near, very far, it becomes the mundane mind already. Because of your conditioning, belief system, your memory, your views, opinion, phobia, everything that you accumulate in your brain, which is egoic. That's why that movement is very fast. And because of your senses, you cannot stop. That's why without sati, you cannot cope with life. You cannot understand what is going on in life. So here the quote says, you can't even understand that you have a self nature. Then how can you see the rest of it that I described? That everything arises from that self nature, like the Buddha realized. Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, mind is a foreigner, all things. He saw that, that's why he realized that. That's why he can share with you. So if you cannot even understand that you have a self nature and that everything arises from that self nature, we are creation by the mundane mind, which is dependent, originating, and condition arising. Means what? Means it follows the dwelling, understand? The law of dependent origination, paticca samuppada. Then you are being superficial in your cultivation. Means you're wasting your time. Do you see that? Huh? Understand that. Then you will go all out, like the Buddha says, strive on with heedfulness. That's why you must have heedfulness before you can strive on. So this is a very important understanding. Eh? Then we go on to the next code. Eh? The next code is unique code 74. The user of thought is very important. This one I have gone through with you. Huh? But here is the unique code is here to give you a clearer understanding of what that means. The user of thought. So how do we use thought? Huh? You have to inquire. How do we use thought? Before you have the Dhamma understanding, the wisdom, how do you use thought? You act from what? You act from memory, isn't it? So the user of thought is who? When you act from memory, the user of thought is who? That memory is your mundane mind, isn't it? And that mundane mind is egoic, isn't it? That's why how can it act? Without the Dhamma wisdom, the Yoniso Manasikara, the wisdom, you cannot act. So the user of thought before you are enlightened is always the brain, the memory, your views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system. And this is the one that triggers wrong thought. And what are wrong thought? Thought that condition your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lamentation, your phobia, your insecurity, your affliction. Everything that creates suffering comes from wrong thought. That's why in the teaching, the Buddha advised the cultivator of the way to develop mindfulness, awareness, to straighten your view and develop the right view so that you can arise the right thought. Without right view, there can never be right thought. That's why the user of thought is very important. If the user has not awakened, no wisdom, actually it's a waste of time. You may try to practice. They use the word practice, Noble Eightfold Path. Commit to memory or the right views, the three important spiritual law, right views. Then after that, you practice right thought, follow the text, knowledge. You can't. Well, that right is according to you, not according to what you have awakened to, what you have realized. The true Dhamma is not for people who are without the mindfulness and the heedfulness. That's why the Buddha said the heedless are as if dead. That is the meaning. Heedlessness is the path to the dead. That's why if you don't train your mind to be mindful, stabilizing it to be ever mindful, how can it be heedful? Impossible. So all this understanding, they are all linked, connected, tied up. So hopefully with this, you will understand. Now I read the code, then you will understand. The use of thought is very important. Without wisdom connected to the form and mind, the mundane mind, which is egoic, with self-delusion, that one will act. So if the user of thought is deluded, then what happens? Well, you act according to memory. Then thought become wrong thought. That's why this unique quote comes from one who has realized that, saw all those movements. That's why it can put into words to give rise to pointer and understanding to cultivator of the way. So when you know the use of thought is very important, you must develop wisdom. Because without wisdom, or the direct seeing, or the first, second, and third turning of the Four Noble Truths wisdom, you cannot develop the Yoniso Manasikara, which is the wisdom needed for you to act. Wisdom at the moment of sense experience. So without wisdom connected to the form and mind, this mundane mind is always egoic, deluded, with self-delusion. So if the user of thought is deluded, then thought become wrong thought. Hence arise the whole mess of suffering following paticca samuppanna. So all these are related. Then the next unique code is life destiny. What is this life destiny? I have explained many times. Each and every one of us, We hold the key to our own life destiny. Remember? Because we have a choice. To be happy or to be unhappy is entirely our choice. So this is life destiny. If you have cultivated the teaching or listened to what the Buddha's advice is all about, then from the five daily contemplation, the last one, we are all born our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned, supported by our karma. We are what we are because of karma. So what must you do? You have to take care of karma, understand? You have to be mindful, heedful, in order for you to have the ability to take care of karma, to develop the ability to cultivate and develop the understanding of what constitutes evil. Then be mindful of them when they arise. So through all this, you will also come to know Dhammapada verse 1 and 2. If that mind is a forerunner of all things and mind is chief, when mind arise, all things arise. So this law of karma is about taking care of mind. If you don't take care of mind, means if you were to act, speak, and think with a heedless mind, without mindfulness, without heedfulness, without the Dhamma, what happened? You will act, speak, and think with a heedless mind that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Then suffering will follow you. As per Dhammapada verse 1. Yeah. So if you don't want suffering, then you should act following Dhammapada verse 2. The Buddha said, understanding all this is very important. The importance of taking care of karma, developing heedfulness, so that you can act mindfully, heedfully. Yeah. So Dhammapada verse 2, the Buddha actually proclaimed the same thing. Mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, all things arise. So if you were to act with a wholesome mind, free of the evils of greed, hatred, and delusion, via heedfulness, then happiness will follow you. Like the shadow that never leaves you. And this is how you should live your life. This is your life choice. That's why this quote, unique quote 75, I put here. Each and every one of us, we hold the key to our own destiny, life destiny. To be happy or unhappy is entirely our choice. Therefore, it is very important for us to choose wisely. Choose to be happy. Then, like I always said, why is it that in this world, most people are unhappy, miserable, suffer a lot? You mean they don't know how to choose? Definitely not, isn't it? It's because they don't know this teaching. Nobody tell them. Nobody taught them. And they didn't develop the understanding of it because they never heard of this before. They didn't cultivate this. That's why they don't know how to choose, because they have ignorance. They don't have Dhamma. They don't have understanding. Okay? Can follow? Okay. I think I will stop here today, because we have to break off early. Yeah. So we stop here. So the next quote will be quote 76. For those who want to develop deeper understanding, it is best that you read up this quote, 76 onward, before you attend the next Thursday class, so that you can follow and you can participate in the discussion and develop clear understanding of what they are, so that you can progress and develop the what they call joy of understanding all this unique code. That's why the word unique is there. Unique in the sense that the codes are so profound, so deep, so unique. And this type of code, ordinary people, normal people, cannot see, cannot give rise to it, yeah. Cannot come out with it. That's why it is called a unique Dhamma code. Okay?
But
yeah.
Still
yeah.
Ah,
晚上好, yeah. 阿弥陀佛.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah, 听得到.
Radio, 我要share一个 experience. 我上个礼拜 回马六甲. Then 我有一个姑姑，今年84岁.
哇，沙丘.
她一路以来都住在老人院.
Oh, okay.
Then all the while 以前是我的哥哥去 跟我的叔叔去 handle 去 manage 他的东西
对
but since 1 year ago 我的哥哥很忙 then 就他我每次回到马六甲 他就会 call 我 叫我去
handle yeah yeah yeah
so since 1 year plus 我就每一次回去 就有 something on 等我的哥哥就会 call 我 你要去 settle 你要去做这个
okay okay 沙土
所以我每次回去我去做的时候 then 那个你的那个 ego mind
他还有那个
happy joy
他这个
background 这样 有时候他会 commenting
对
有时候会 criticize
对
although 你是在去做 but 他很像一个 background music 在那边一直 commenting 然后我上个礼拜我回去 so almost 1 week 了 then 有一天早上我就在想 怎么这一次没有电话来的？因为一个礼拜了 then 我要回 KL 嘛
yeah, yeah, yeah.
then 下午电话就来了
然后我就又
call 来就讲我的姑姑的那个药吃完了 叫我去 pharmacy 去买 然后 要 send 过去 然后就去跟他 handle 一些东西
yeah, yeah, yeah.
so then the next day morning, 我就要去 pharmacy 要去做这些东西的时候 before 我出门的时候 我看到有一个东西这样子 arise 上来 我 aware 到有一个东西这样子 arise 上来 我一下子一个 moment 我这样子 然后我里面就讲 understanding 然后我就没有去理他了 然后我就去 pharmacy 去买药 the moment 我讲怎么 我在那个整个的过程 到我去老人院 去 deal with 那个 management 跟我的姑姑的 每一个 part 什么, 我看到的都是 Dharma
沙丘,
都是
understanding very good 很好
我那个时候我是没有 talk 你就是一直 echo and flow
对
flow, 就是跟着那个 Dharma
这种对
它的 base 是一个 Dharma 就很像那个 Dharma 在后面这里是 support 你
你就一直跟着去
然后我也没有 我也没有去 去想什么
不需要
然后 after 整个 section 我 deal 完了 我就回家
然后我在家里
我就在 recall
你 contemplate
我想怎么这一次这样奇怪的
沙丘
以前我每次去 deal 的时候 你的那个 萨迦亚蒂蒂跟伊姑妈是在后面
the background
对 but 这一期今天我去 handle 的时候 那个 understanding 跟那个 Dharma 是一个 background
对
then 我去买药 去那个老人院 我不是在做 你不是 like 你不是在 deal with 这件事情
对
你是看到全部是 Dharma 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 understanding 不是那个买药，不是去老人院，全部都是 Dharma Dharma understanding understanding， 那我就哇，我觉得哇很神奇，所以我整个人就觉得说，我有个突然就我很 deep 的那个 joy 出来，就想，以前我的 understanding， 我对这个 Dharma 的 understanding 只是在 knowledge 的那个 level。 But 经过了今天，我这样子去买药去老人院哦，这样转了一圈回来，我可以 我可以 feel 到 like
yeah,
这个 Dharma 是
living 了 living 了，能够行它了。That's why it's when you are with the training and the understanding, especially for your case after you stabilize it over a long period of contemplation, reflection, then also the places you go, like the recent India trip, Bhutan or this thing, it can help you to connect back to your past and develop the stability of it, of course with the help of great beings, nature and all those things. Then when they arise, it stabilizes that time, you don't know. You don't know. Yeah, what you have is, like you say, the habitual thinking, the conditioning, and the whatever memory, they will actually keep on arising. Yeah, when your brother call you, that old way of thinking, that's why you saw them in the background. But before that thing stabilizes, that thing will happen. They try to justify, try to give excuse. Then every time you go down, it's like you have things to do. Then you don't have the condition, like not meant to be. But this time, because you took your mother back, you're supposed to be back there for about 1 week. After the 6th day, the thought suddenly arrived. How come no phone call this time? Then immediately, that afternoon, the phone call came. So the phone call came when it triggered the understanding that time is different from last time. The background complaint and justification was no more. Then it's just, okay, no problem. Because you have the understanding. You are actually that time ready to do already. But because no phone call, you're actually waiting for that phone call, which is the condition to do and to move. And that one, when you understand already, like I say, you just do your duty, go about doing it. But because this is the first time you are seeing that, the Dhamma actually manifests for you to see. That's why you will start to see everything is Dhamma, means what? You are applying the Noble Eightfold Path, the understanding, even all the Noble Eightfold Path factor. So through right view, you develop the understanding to accept that reality where you are related. Doesn't need a cuckoo, 84 years old. Then you will see when you attend to her and talk to all those people, the Dhamma keep on manifesting. This is the reality of life and existence. Understand? Especially in the cuckoo, 84 years old. This is the reality of aging. Understand? You will encounter and confront all this when you live long enough. So her case is where that thing manifests. Then when you are at that age, you need people to help you, to attend to you and all. That's why earlier on, Nikoke helped. And the other person is who?
Susu.
Susu, huh? So, 他们两个. But 你的姑姑大你这么多? Wow. 三十岁 almost, huh? 29 years old. Where are you? You 54 or 55? 55. 55 means almost 30 years old. The guru. So you saw all those things. Then the Dhamma is, you realize when you act following the understanding, the stability of it, you will just manifest and do. And everything is like within the moment. And everything that manifests, because you are applying this Noble Eightfold Path, not through knowledge, you know. Without you knowing it, the stability or understanding is there, then it becomes a living reality. Then you do with joy, you do with efficiency, and you can handle and resolve all those things within less than a day or half a day. And all this becomes possible is because the stability or understanding has transformed, has stabilized. Then when it's stable, it needs causes and conditions for it to manifest. That's why when you experience this, you develop a lot of joy inside. It's very different. Before it stabilized, the habitual tendency, the background thing, is still the mundane activity of the mundane mind. And people who have this, what they call sakyadity or conditioning, they will tend to develop all those what they call sankara activity that tries to justify and try not to get involved or whatever. And it also may happen sometimes, it so happens you are busy, really. You are tied up with a lot of things. It's not to say you don't want to help or want. It's condition is like that. But when the condition fall into place, that nature will know how to act. And that nature will know. Like you say, this time you went back long enough, you settled everything. Right? Then on the last day, you also feel strange. How come no phone call? And then the phone call came. Then that triggered off. So that is a very good understanding. Because like you say, the first sign is you suddenly saw that phenomenon. Understand? No? Yeah. So that is what the silent mind, the awareness nature saw. And that one is like the direct seeing that saw will trigger off the condition for you to have that Dhamma understanding to come back to you. And because you have already developed the stability of it over the recent encounter to India trip and many other things. Also your contemplative wisdom, your whatever cultivation at home and other things. So all these are the causes and conditions behind your ability to stabilize the understanding. Then from here onward, you will become different again. Then that faith, that understanding will actually give rise to a new wave of understanding. It's no longer that habitual tendency or those things. Really. Then slowly, slowly, as this progress, as you continue not to be complacent and cultivate, then all this understanding will stabilize until one day you will come to the understanding that this is what the living Dhamma is all about. Then it becomes a part of you. Then you become very natural. Understand? You don't have to go through all those things anymore. Then everything is just the way it is. Got condition, you act, no condition, just let things be. Then you will not be too keen to act, too eager to act. All those things, no more. But to reach that state, you still got to go through quite a bit, the exposure. Because you still have to experience many things before that thing, the third level of seeing, Kan San, Yu Zi San, come back to you and make you normal. Before that, you still have to encounter many things. Means, while this Dhamma understanding is there, while we unfold, without you realizing it, sometimes you will have this tendency of too eager to share, or want to help, because you believe you can already. When you start to do that, it will show it to you. You will encounter certain things. Like last time I used to say, if people don't want to be helped, you want to help, no use. Understand? It will backfire. Then you will start to see some of this thing manifesting, unfolding. And sometimes you will also come to that contemplative, what they call phase, where you were initially, because you didn't know that this is the result of your inability to have the full understanding to accord and flow, then you want to help. And sometimes the thought will still arise, this guy, why like that? I want to help him also. Come mafan. Then you realize this is not the right thought, not the wholesome thought. Then what happens is after that, you will move to another phase. You will reflect and contemplate. How can I really help people like that? So that the next time I encounter this type of people, I will know how to approach it differently. Yes. What they call the full development of their understanding of accord and flow is a different phase. No? Even after you have this understanding, to reach that phase, the third level of seeing, kan san, yuzu san, become normal again, that one take quite a long time. But that is the ultimate understanding. The ultimate understanding will give you that complete understanding to accord and flow. You can never like want to help, want to do one. No condition, nothing happen. Even your good friend, your close friend or what, even your brother call or whatever, no use. But when there is condition, you will know. So to realize that understanding, that wisdom, to realize that phase of Dhamma understanding will take a while. So in between, you will start to see all this. Then I remember like last time what I did was, I came out to share, I remember, to hope for. So when I came out to share, initially when I share, I have already quite a lot of understanding. So for me, it's not a problem. But I still remember, because as the class become more and more popular, more and more people starts to attend and ask me a lot of questions. So when they ask me a lot of questions, you know, I have to answer. Then I always want to answer the Dhamma way. So it's like I need to explain to you a lot of things. You ask Sui also, she will know. My son don't like one. He said, go straight to the point. Because he doesn't want to understand all those things. Because they like technical people. They want the gist of it. They don't want to waste time on. Because they are in that phase of career and working. Right? So when we try to explain all those, actually no use one. They are not ready. They cannot understand what I say. So actually it's wasting time on. So they all keep on coming back to you through more questions. But Bharati, you're not like that one lah. He dare to tell you. Because he see it from what he has learned and his mind is like that. That's why you have to learn to accept them for what they are. They are just the way they are. Condition like that, things will be like that. Deluded people do deluded things. Foolish people do foolish things. Selfish people do. Then egoic people do egoic things. So you start to see. Then you start to develop the contemplative understanding. I remember the first day I went back after that thing happened. I realized my Sankara at that time, because my mandate, my head hasn't collapsed yet. Even when I reach home, no, I drive back all those things, no problem. Of course, I contemplate, I reflect. How come this thing like that? Then how can I help them? How can I resolve? How can I let them understand? Then when I reach home, because I came down from the car already, then I was silent. Then I realized, because I was alone at home, when I don't contemplate and think, I realized the Sankara there. I say it has stopped for a long time already. Then, how come like that? Because of what happened. Then after that, I saw that one. Then I laughed. I said, no wonder. Then I relaxed, I silent, maintain awareness. Then it slowed down. Then it become quiet again, still again. Well, I remember 1989 when I came out to test myself. I did all those things I went through. But I haven't come out and teach. Since 89 until 2004, about 14, 15 years, I didn't do anything. I didn't come out. When I come out and teach, then only I interact with mundane people. I interact with all the. That's why I say, if you don't go through the Bodhisattva way, if you don't have extensive experience and exposure to all these possibility and Dhamma, you can never learn. You can never stabilize the understanding until you can accord and flow the third phase of Dhamma. Or not the third phase, the Khan San, Yu Si San, the third phase of seeing. Where you have the direct seeing, then you can accord and flow. Then you will understand completely. Yi qie yu wei fa, zu meng huan tao ying, zu lu yi lu dian, yin zuo ru si guan. So all those things will become very clear. Yeah. Then the accord and flow become very, very clear. Means no condition, nothing happened. Because after all, not so real. No mark of a self, no mark of other, no mark of Dhamma, everything also not what you think. So all this understanding will start to stabilize. Then what you encounter, you go to one, you will also stabilize. Especially later on when you are ready and you have the condition to come out and teach and share. All this phase you will go through. But you all have the benefit of listening to all this before that. So that you can prepare for all this when it comes. When it happened, then you all have the condition to receive this sharing over a long period. Here I am local, I'm here. So last time I don't have all this because for me, my nature was different. So I don't need to be near my teacher or my guide for a long one. I only need certain truth that I need. The moment I receive it, then I know how to expand on it, how to develop it, and how to move from there. And most of the time, I develop the cultivation myself. I inherit my path, then I develop all this understanding through my own cultivation. So all this is where the difference is. Yeah? So for you, remember, you will go through all those phases later on. Yeah? So this is a good sign, good beginning of that next phase where the Dhamma has starts to stabilize and become a living Dhamma, the beginning of it. Because that living Dhamma has a beginning too. Then after that, when you reach the ability to echo and flow with the full understanding, and that one is the stability of it, the complete understanding of it, then you can live it. Yeah. Okay? So Sunday what do you have? So yeah.
Brother 经过了那天的那个incident
啊
然后我再回去听那些大妈
不一样
了不一样了
不一样
了全部是 living 的是可以用的
对 applicable in life
以前很多的 understanding Brother 你每次 share 的这些大妈我们每次这样子看我都会觉得，那个只是在 knowledge wise。
对、
哦、
，You know it's very beautiful, very useful,、
yeah.
but 你 cannot make it a living reality.
Yeah.
因为那个 phase 我已经讲了嘛 ，You have to stabilize your understanding. Not until your understanding stabilize, it cannot. Then you have to continuously reflect, contemplate until very, which you did recently. I think the past few months. So all these are the training that you need and the faith and all those things. Then you also came to realize, like you told me last Tuesday, recently all the sharing are so beautiful, so unique, so different. We are moving in to another phase of cultivation, another phase of understanding for Kayamita who are ready to move. So all this sharing with what Qin Hao did, I tell you, more and more people will appreciate and transform. That's why even today, Beng Lim, he wrote down there. Because these are the short videos that he can listen to a few minutes, most of them. And they are all very beautiful ones. Even that T.K. Lim also wrote to me. He said, not easy. Actually, I also didn't realize he only know me for 2 years. According to him. But he said he learned so much during his 2 years. The only thing is he must develop the stability of the daily mindfulness, the awareness and all those things. then now he moved from the earlier phase. The earlier phase, when he hear what I share and speak, then when he heard the part on the living Dhamma, he was full of joy. But he's, at that time, he don't believe that it's possible. He said, nobody can do that. Yeah. But after he listened, then he full of joy because he realized I can share it and I can actually deliver the understanding of it. That's why he starts to like become interested. Then he contacted me. And after that, he get to know my sharing, the website, everything. Then recently, he just texted me, and I think yesterday, because he also make another donation. Then Sri Anna asked me to inform him. So I texted him. Then he said, actually, what he decide is based on the gratitude and the joy that he has. Because he said, what he has done is a very small, insignificant part of him to repay the gratitude, the wealth of understanding and all those things. Then after that, I think he continued, he said, now I believe the living reality can be done. He said, I don't know why he also suddenly changed. Then he believed it can be done. It can become a living reality. And he wants to really develop the diligence to go this way, which is really good. Yeah. That's why now more and more people will have faith. Yeah. You look at Beng Limon also. Yeah. Then I think a lot of other Kalimita who rejoice and put all those, what they call Sadhu Sai and the Bhakta Sai, they are the ones that have the faith. Yeah. So sooner or later, all this understanding, they will actually move Kayana Mitas. And when they have this, what they call motivation, encouragement after listening to all this, like that day you mentioned, the sharing is now so different, so unique, so beautiful. That's why you find it so interesting. And you told me before you like this Thursday I want to share. That's why all this become possible. Sadhu, very good. So you brought out a very good condition for me to explain all this. For cultivator of the way, this is very useful. You know, most people don't go through, they cannot understand, and they cannot know what happened. Actually, it's like Bo Cheng and Alicia mentioned. They say it's very difficult to find a guy or a teacher who can actually explain to you as you progress, as you cultivate. And the thing that is being explained match every aspect of what they go through. That's why I say if you have cultivated correctly, the understanding that unfolds is the same one. You may use different words to describe it. You may approach it from different approach to develop the understanding. Like Po Cheng one also very unique, Alicia one also very unique, yours, even in video, a lot of them, they are very unique according to their own way. But the moment they go through, they develop the understanding and the transformation, the Dhamma that they speak, even though they use their own word, point towards the same thing. And what they go through, my nature can share and guide with them and explain with them, and explain the further thing that may happen. And because of that, if you listen attentively, contemplate, reflect, then diligently cultivate, a lot of things will happen. So at the moment, I think the Kayamita force I explained to you all 4 or 5 years ago, I think, it has started moving stronger and stronger, faster and faster. And now really it's like accelerating this phase. Then if we can have the next retreat, it's going to be very, very different. At the next retreat, a lot of you all will become very different, very, very different. Because the sharing will be very different already. Where that is the phase that you all have developed and gone through, and you are ready to receive all the. That's why the MCO was a blessing in this guy. You know why? They limited the number, you remember? The August retreat. We got only 20 or 21. How much three? Earth circle has 21? 20. 20. 21 is because that means mother. So, whole life, 21. And this 21, all the cultivator like that, we chose to get conditioned already. That's why when I did that sharing, it was so different, all about cultivation and the understanding part. So now, after almost 3 years, it's very different again. That's why you also realize the recent sharing is also different. It's pointing towards the full understanding and going into detail already. Even today, I explain the four circle different again, you realize not? You realize not? I started by describing more about that nature, understand not? That how that pure consciousness come out. Then I now explain more about the baby's pure awareness to let you all understand. Then how from there it trigger that. Paticca Samuppada, the dwelling. And you know why or not? Because that book is going to be ready. What is the difference between awareness and consciousness? A link to this topic. The nine types of consciousness are all there. And that one was beautiful. Well, once that one come out, I tell you. That's why I told you last time. Hopefully before the retreat, it will come out. So I hope to finalize it by next week. I already got the whole thing done, except now I need to put in like a book form, which Brother Tio last time helped me on. So, Brother Tio, the photo of the Buddha that you got from on the all the our Mahayana Sutta on the Liu Chu Hui Neng on, you remember the front page there? I'm using one of them. No, I'm using the same format.
Okay.
And I modify from there.
Can I? Maybe I take one of those and then
just. Yeah, you got the photo still, isn't it?
Yeah.
That photo. Or we can use back that photo, except I have to change the color. Cannot be yellow anymore.
Can change the color.
Can change the color. Then you see.
I can do it.
You help me to do it. I don't want it to look like the. The six patriarch. but once the color change, I think it won't look like the six patriarch. Then you see the title heading, how you change the font or the word, so that it can become this one. But this one is like an exciting book. What is the difference between awareness and consciousness? So this one is very beautiful. Once it come out, I tell you, you all read through, you will understand. It's so different. The understanding that Beng Lim, if he read my final version, he will get a shock of his life. Well, his translation, his transcript, actually he did quite well for his level. A lot of words he cannot understand. And a lot of words are completely wrong. Completely wrong. And the meaning becomes very different. But once he read the clear version, the edited version, I tell you, he will have a lot of joy. Then a lot of the Pali word also he not familiar. But not bad. He must have spent a lot of time listening into it and correcting. because quite accurate. Then PG they also help, Alicia also help, Bo Cheng also help, Man Yuan also help. So they send in there. So when I cannot understand what he write, I go to Alicia one, I go to Bo Cheng one. Then I understand. That's why all the word wrong. Then I read, how come got such word when I never use such word? Then sometimes he edit the thing, he correct, he don't understand. No. But I should say he did a very great job. Without him as a condition, this transcript won't come. I completely forgot about that thing. I know it's a very good talk. It has the most hit, I think. So far, 3,400 something. And a lot of people like that sharing. Okay, so you continue another 10 minutes.
Like, very good, 就很像刚才你讲的, 我那天我 go through 两个 experience 了以后，我知道，但是我讲不出啊。对，但是你刚才的 explanation 就是我那天，make
you understand
啊，就是我那天的 understanding， 但是我讲不出。对，所以我到那时候，我其实我最近我一直在听回这些drama的时候，我觉得，哎，这些 drama 哇，很 interesting， 很像很 living 啊，很生活化。对。
It's a true living reality, and these are living dhamma, the true dhamma.
Then 我突然觉得说，现在的感觉就很像那个 dhamma 哦，就很像那个我们的钱是放在银行啊，对，没有用到，以前你是 knowledge 的，对，但是你感觉上，哎，哦，我现在是可以拿来用啊，对，
That's a very good analogy, yeah.
所以现在就你会觉得，哎，怎么完全不一样？就是在 daily 里面，你会看到那些essential dharma 就在 daily 里面了，那它是活的，就是活的。以前我听到我哥哥打电话来，我的那个 Monday Man 就讲又来了，是哦，不要那个
habitual tendency 那个 reaction 嘛，它是很难除掉的，那个 take a while 啊。 Your wisdom must be very stable, then you must straighten your view until you can reverse it one. Unless it is the third turning one. The third turning one, many, very penetrative one, that one suddenly you realize it one. Oh, you realize you see, everything is just not what you think one. 那个很深的一个 awakening. 那个来了，它就很快。 他就很快，他就 reverse 了，then it has got no power over you. The whole thing, that delusion, like the phenomenal world of consciousness and form, fail to have power over you. Means 那些 consciousness 跟那个 form 啊, the unreality of it, 看到很明显的，really clear one. Then it really has no power over you. Then I remember that time when I was living my daily life, everything I come to contemplate or come to know, immediately that understanding is so profound or no reality. Think also like that, don't think also like that. Forget about it. Like even people's life, people's story, like very complicated, people's suffering, people's what. Then like everybody that you come to know, they got their story, their what, their life, and everywhere in the planet, all over the country, all over the world, they got people living life, suffering, so much of this thing. But you will come to know one, no reality one. They exist. Mundane, egoic mind, cling and hold. That's why they got story to tell, they got suffering, they got misery. They got all this, what they call sankhara activity. And these are the wisdom that will unfold. Then suddenly, like, you wake up. No reality one, no such thing one. He no you, he no me, the one that one. They call Huineng's hallmark of no mark becomes so clear. No mark of a self, easy to break free. No mark of others also relatively, But no mark of Dhamma, no mark of light, that one, the final phase one, that understanding need to be very stable one. And that one really need to awaken to one. Once you awaken to one, to the third turning one, that one, the wisdom is different one. It's like suddenly I remember during the early day, I say, how come like that? Everything is so different now. Then that time, I remember, before I move into the third phase, Kan San Yusu Sana, that was the final thing that I saw. Everything is not what you think. That's why after that, I realized everything becomes so different now. After I move over from there, then I realized, 做也这样, 不做也这样. Think also like that, don't think also like that. Do or don't do, no different. That's why it becomes so transformative. No? Like that time, I used to hint to some of them, I said, my duty is to share, you remember? After that, whether you understand, you don't understand, nothing to do with me. You remember? I always say that. Yeah. Then I even add in later, whether you agree or you don't agree, also no problem. Means, that is the reality. 为什么要人家能够 follow, 能够什么, 能够什么? No point on. The only thing is, sometimes you realize certain things need to emphasize on, like the window, this window. You miss it, really take very long. That one I repeat a few times. Not to say I eager to put through the message. No, because that condition was there. That this thing need many times repeated. That's why in the early day also you all think I repeat a lot of things. It's not repeat because the nature know the condition still not there. People has not developed the stability or understanding. So that's why it's continuously shared. So last time Sui An Hao another phase, the essential Dhamma. Now another phase. So all this is what progress along the path of Dhamma is. As you move, as you transform, as you develop the understanding, you become different. And do you all remember last time, I think I told a lot of you all, I even hinted to Papa Suyu, I said, not long, I don't think it's too long, another 3-4 years. We all will be sitting, having the talk Dhamma different. That Dhamma that come out very different. No need to teach on. Everybody like understand each other, like during the Buddha's time, talk with the disciple. Everybody have the understanding already. Then, it's just like when I spoke to my last guy, he also told me, in this whole universe, two of us are now already. No need other people. 讲的话我们两个懂不了，其他人不懂。 So when you reach that phase, I tell you, you're full of joy. Because you have gone through already. Then you have to understand. Then there is so much joy, you know. Like now Alicia, Farsi sing, Chito, Kan'en, the joy. He realized, sometimes he don't believe that all this is possible, you know, can be like that one. That's why it's moving towards the direction. That's why I foresee another 3 years. 3 or 4 years, we can talk like that right now. We can become very different. Right? Then maybe our spiritual trait also different. Maybe. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, so summarize. Are you eager? 1 minute.
我过后我的个人的 understanding 是这个 Buddha Dharma equal to life
对，哦，那这个
life 又 equal to nature
yeah
那这个 nature 又 equal to
sadhu
哦，是它就是这样子的
对，它 connected
yeah
全部 connected
所以我们的生活就是啊，我们的生活就是一个道场，
对，
我们的生活就是一个佛法，
对的，对，
所以就是在 daily 里面，
对，
就去 realize，
对，
去 go through，
对，对，
你就可以看到很多的佛法在这里。
Sadhu， thank you so much， Sadhu， let us rejoice， Sadhu， Sadhu， that's why you remember I used to share you life itself is our greatest teacher。You learn the most from life. 菩萨也是 repeated birth and death to develop that completion, that compassion, that love, that perfection. Everything is from life. Without life, you know, then the understanding of life is the highest understanding. That's why I say you must.Go through the training to develop the understanding of the unconditioned Dhamma and the conditioned Dhamma. They combine these two to live life. And life, even though unreal within the conditioned world, it has its beauty, its wonder. That's why I keep on trying to share all those things, even in the early days. And now, with your summary, it ends up.Actually, understanding life is not easy. It's more difficult than understanding the Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths to awaken the same way very easy. But to have the full understanding of life, that one is a complete training. You don't take the Bodhisattva way, you cannot understand. Okay, let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. Just in time.So now we do the sharing of merits. Aka satta cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa sirang rakantu loka sasana eta wata cha amehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantuSatta sampati siddhya Idang menya tinang hotu Sukita hontu nyatayo Idang menya tinang hotu Sukita hontu nyatayo Idang menya tinang hotu Sukita hontu nyatayoDevo asatu kalena sasa sampati heto cha Vito bhavatu loko cha Raja bhavatu dhammiko Imina punyang kamena Mame bala samagamo Sattang samagamo hotuYawan Ivana Patiya Sadhu 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 Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and all the worthy ones. Then we end, Sadhu